My former friend, Gina, came up to me when I was changing after track. I was sitting on the bench, still damp from the shower, bent over my knees, rummaging through my sports bag for a clean bra. All I had on was underwear. Suddenly, she was in front of me, pacing, fidgeting a little, obscuring. "Hey, Sloane!" All my friends called me Sloane instead of Shelby. My friends. "What's up?" I didn't even look up, though I was surprised and wanted to.
"Can you believe we're graduating?" she said, false brightly. "I still think of myself as 12, don't you? And this summer's going to be great, isn't it? I'm thinking of getting a job at Dairy Barn again. I meet so many people. And Eddie, my boyfriend, remember him? He dropped out. Did you know?"
No. I resumed rummaging.
"Well, he went back to California. His mom's sick, so he went to be with her. He'll graduate with an equivalency diploma. He says it's just as good. And anyway, he says he doesn't need a piece of paper to be a success. He's very smart. Well, I don't have to tell you, you know."
She paused. I said nothing.
"I watched you out there today. That was amazing. Did you run the 440 in 57 seconds?
That made me look up. "You watched me? Why?
"Why? You were incredible, that's why. Remember when we first started to train? You couldn't run the 2 mile in 17 minutes? What's your time now?"
I stared calmly at her. "Time's 5 to 5 and I've got to get home."
"Oh, yes,
ha ha." Ha ha. She was small and busty and slightly plump in the stomach. She had long, straight, light brown hair and used to have a terrible nervous habit of plucking out her eyebrows and eyelashes. When she ran out of hair, she'd pluck the hairs from her scalp. She wore tight jeans and high heels. She wore no underwear. She used to be my best friend. But that was a while ago.
"I don't want to keep you," she said. "But while you're getting dressed, can I talk to you?"
"Go ahead." I gave up on the stupid bra. The one I'd worn running was damp, and I suspected I hadn't brought another. Damn. My palms pressed against my breasts, I stood in front of her.
"Look how skinny you got, Sloane," Gina said. "You must be training a lot."
If I didn't run, I'd be prone to childbearing hips, but I was always running. I said nothing.
"I heard you were going to California after graduation."
"You heard that, did you? So?
Are you or aren't you?"
"What's it to you?"
"Well, if you are, I was wondering if you'd like some company."
She continued before I had a chance to vigorously shake my head. Actually, she continued as I was vigorously shaking my head.
"I'd split the expenses with you."
She saw my head spinning from side to side like a pendulum on coke.
"And we could share the driving," she offered. "We'd get there in 3 days if we did that. How many miles is it? Like 1,000?
3,000 to where I'm going," I said coolly. She tried to whistle.
"Long way. Well, like I said, I'd help drive, split the gas and the hotels. You know, it'd be cheaper."
I was quiet. "You know what's cheaper?" I said. "Taking the bus. If you take the Greyhound, it's only a few $100. Gina hemmed and hawed. Finally, she said she was scared of buses. Then admitted her mother was scared of buses. I didn't like buses much myself, but I really wasn't interested in her or her mother's opinion of the Greyhound. "Look, I really gotta go. Emma's waiting." Opting for no damp bra, just a t-shirt, breasts poking out, hair wet, jeans barely buttoned, I grabbed my stuff. She followed me, clutching my arm, but when I gave her a long look, let go.
"Promise you'll think about it," she said, stepping back. "Just think about it, that's all. It'll be easier and faster for you. It'll be better. And we won't have to talk much, if you don't want. We can just listen to 8 tracks.
Damn Emma, damn car, damn ideas. I vowed to just tell her no.
"Sorry, Gina."
I thought about it,
and I don't think it's a good idea.